And we're live.
Welcome back, everyone. Episode 71 of Kids Deserve It. We hope you've been enjoying our weekly chats with educators and game changers from around the country. Also, don't forget, you can check us out on iTunes.
And don't forget our weekly competition of leaving a review on iTunes for us to win an autographed book set from Adam and I.
Also, don't forget to join our Kids Deserve It chat on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This week, we got another great guest, but first we want to introduce ourselves. I am Adam Welcome, Director of Innovation and Technology in the Bay Area of California.
I'm Todd Nesloni, Elementary School Principal in Navasota, Texas. And our special guest this week is Travis Herzog. Travis, thanks for being with us this week.
Hey, thank you. Big good morning to all of you.
We also want to remind our viewers to participate in social media. We love when you are sharing out what you are learning on that using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt.
So, Travis, we have a few questions for you. So, for those who don't know about you, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so most in Houston know me as a TV weatherman for ABC 13. I grew up in San Antonio, Texas. I'm a fourth-generation Texan, so I've kind of been here all my life, as much of my family. I'm a husband. I've got three kids, and we are loving life here in Houston. And my primary identity, I have many roles, but my primary identity is rooted in my identification with Jesus Christ as my Savior.
Awesome. So you do a lot of work, obviously, as a weatherman. So what would you say is an element about your job that most people probably don't realize you do or go through?
It's a lot of hard work and preparation before we go on camera. I always amaze people when I say the alarm clock goes off at 1:45. The news starts at 4:30, and there's a lot of prep work that goes into it. So when I get in the door, I'm looking at all sorts of weather data here locally, across the country, even across the world. And then I'm looking at also different computer model output. Right. I like to tell kids when I go speak at schools that the most powerful computers in the world are not used to play video games. They're actually used to predict the weather. And so I'm looking at all these different things, and then I'm using the greatest tool I have, which is between my ears, my brain, to make my forecast. And it takes a lot of prep work ahead of time before we can go on camera and deliver that forecast effectively.
Yeah, I know. When we were trying to book you and I was listing some evening times and you were like, oh no, that's way past my bedtime. And that's when I knew. I was like, oh, he gets up really early for this.
Yeah. My kids are like, oh, we're going to put dad to bed again.
Man, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I thought that was early, but 1:45. Whoa, that's like a new standard. So yeah. Travis, you've also won quite a few awards. Congratulations. And what is something that you've accomplished in your career that you're just really proud of?
You know, I wouldn't point to any one thing. I think there's lots of magical moments that happen in the mundane every day, just the way that you touch hearts and lives. I do really enjoy the, from an education perspective, I get invited to go speak at schools all across the area. And when I started doing this, I really wrestled with what should I talk to these kids about since I have their attention for an hour, sometimes five minutes, depending on their attention span. And I realized that I could teach them a lot of gee whiz weather facts. Something that could help save their life someday. So I'm a big severe weather safety advocate, and teaching the kids about the kinds of threats that we face specifically here in Houston, primarily from flash flooding, hurricanes, and how most of those deaths are entirely preventable. And I know a lot of kids, because of some of the storms we've had around here lately, suffer from a lot of storm anxiety. I was one of those kids after a tornado went by my house in San Antonio. And so part of my motivation in speaking to them is to teach them that we're usually going to be fine if we just do the right thing and we can get that storm anxiety down so that they're not so scared the next time a big storm comes around.
That's great. So Travis, what was school like for you growing up?
I'm a product of the public school system in San Antonio. And my mom was a school nurse. She always had the same days off that we did, which was kind of fun. And I was part of GT programs and went to a magnet school in San Antonio called Communications Arts High School. At the time, there was this brand new thing called the internet that was around, and they were fully wired with the internet and had all these Microsoft programs like PowerPoint and Excel, and the promise that we're going to teach you how to use technology and we're going to teach you how to communicate. And if you can learn how to, if you know how to learn technology and you can communicate well in different mediums, that's going to take you wherever you want to go in life. And so far, it's worked out for me all right. And then went to Texas A&M University up the road in College Station.
So you talked about visiting schools and talking to kids a lot. Has that been something that you've always wanted to do, or did it just kind of happen, or like what was the process for that?
That's always one of the things I've enjoyed most about this job is the access it gives me to people. Most of the time I'm speaking to hundreds of thousands of people, but all I see is a video camera. And so I relish those opportunities when I get to be in front of actual real people and connect with them and leave an impression on them that they'll remember the rest of their life. Ironically, it's the early morning schedule that has allowed me to get more active in the school visits, because for the first 8 years I was here at Channel 13, I worked roughly 9 to 5. And so I was kind of stuck inside the weather cage during the day when most schools are in session. Lately I've been able to get out a lot more, and it's been a lot of fun.
Nice.
Well, you know, one thing we always talk about on the show is how people are growing and how they're pushing themselves. What is something that you're working on growing in this year?
Oh, well, we are always, my wife and I, are always trying to grow as parents, because we never want to lose sight of the fact that as much as we want to have an impact on this world and outside of our home, we've got to really make a huge influence on what's currently inside our home, because someday they will go out there into the world and make an impact themselves. And a lot of that's on us and how we raise up and train and instruct and disciple them. And so we're always seeking to grow in our parenting skills, mm-hmm. Trying to find time to have time to do other things in life. So we're in a major simplification stage right now, and really hope to kick that into high gear this summer. How to live simpler, how to invest more time in a few to have a greater impact down the road.
Awesome.
I love that. So who is someone that's really impacted your life?
As far as there's been a lot of people. My parents had a big impact. There's been some great educators along the way at every single stage in school. My fifth grade teacher, Miss Lutz, was amazing. In middle school, I had the same math teacher all 3 years, and we were on an accelerated math program. And Mrs. Del Prado, she was incredible. Everyone loved her. Had a similar teacher in high school, had her for several years. Mrs. Kirk had a big influence. I was always wired towards math, so the math teachers tended to get to my heart a little quicker than others. And then at Texas A&M, our state climatologist here in Texas is a professor by the name of Dr. John Nielsen Gammon. He was kind of my mentor when I was a student at A&M, and he really helped me along the way as well.
That's right. Nice. So we all have those days that are rough, that are tough to get out of bed, or we just don't even want to do it. And I'm sure you have some of those too at 1:45 in the morning. So what do you kind of do to kick your butt into gear on days like that?
Yeah. So I just get on my knees and I pray. That's the only thing I can give credit to. I'm not one for caffeine or any other sort of pick me up. I don't want to try to trick my body into thinking there's something there that's really not. Uh-huh. That can get me in trouble down the road. So I just try to sleep as well as I can. I try to eat as well as I can. And start every day on my knees, sometimes asking, why God, why so early? Other days, just asking for the strength and the courage to go about doing the work that he has set for me.
Right. Awesome.
All right, Travis. Every week, we like our guests to leave a challenge for our viewer. What is your challenge for the week?
Okay. This one, if I may, is going to be in stages, so to speak. I'm not so sure how familiar your audience may be with the concept of love languages, but my challenge is, if you have never heard of the love languages before, familiarize yourself with the 5 love languages of children. There's a book by that same title by Dr. Gary Chapman and Ross Campbell, and it was eye-opening for my wife and me to go through that and understand the different ways that all of us as humans receive love in appropriate ways, but especially towards children, and how you have to find that one primary love language in order to unlock all the other ones. So if you're not familiar with it, familiarize yourself with it. If you already are familiar with those things, the people that you have an influence on, those children that you're around, learn their love languages and then speak them, show them love, especially the ones that you can identify as perhaps they're not getting what they need at home. You can possibly be that person for them that can give them and show them love in the way that they need to receive it, which is different for everyone.
Travis, I think that is a great challenge. And I just want to tell you, thank you so much for coming on our show today. I know that you are busy, and so we appreciate you making some time for us.
Well, today it's severe clear. We've just got sunshine and nice weather, but tomorrow it's getting a little stormy. So yeah, it's about to get a bit busier around here. It's kind of that California weather today.
There you go.
I love it.
Well, we want to thank everyone for watching the show as well. And remember to tweet us using the hashtag #KidsDeserveIt. We also encourage you to go on iTunes and leave a review, as you can win an autographed book set and join our Twitter chat on Wednesday. And don't forget, if you haven't noticed on our social media account, we've just released our brand new Top 10 Things Kids Deserve posters that we have up for sale. Just like how the t-shirt sales, 100% of those t-shirt sales proceeds go to Donors Choose Projects, 100% of the poster sales proceeds will be donated to foster homes in different states around the country. So if you go online and check those out, and make sure you check out next week's guest, who is author and life coach Simon Bailey. Everyone have a great day, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Travis.
Gig 'em.